With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House has voted to expel embattled Representative George Santos in the wake of an ethics committee report that accused the New York Republican of criminal wrongdoing.
The vote marked the third and most serious attempt to oust Santos from Congress amid his mounting legal and ethical troubles. A defiant Santos has long denied wrongdoing and resisted calls to resign. He claimed at a news conference Thursday that lawmakers were bullying him and that the ethics committee report was incomplete and littered with hyperbole. Santos is now the first lawmaker in modern history to be expelled from the House without being convicted of a crime. He became the sixth House member to ever be ousted from his post. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Flu cases are on the rise while RSV cases may be peaking. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 11 states are reporting high levels of flu-like illnesses, mainly in the South and Southwest. That's up from 7 states in early November. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen says RSV lung infections have risen sharply in some parts of the country, nearly filling hospital emergency departments in Georgia, Texas, and some other states. But she thinks RSV cases will peak in a week or so. Cohen says COVID-19 continues to cause the most hospitalizations and deaths among respiratory illnesses, about 15,000 hospitalizations and about 1,000 deaths every week. I'm Mike Hempen.
Israel and Hamas have resumed fighting after a week-long ceasefire, and Israel says 136 hostages remain in Gaza. Most of those remaining in the besieged strip are men who were not included in the releases during the elapsed truce. Israel said on Friday that 17 women and children also remain in captivity. This is SRN News. A group of 17 Republican attorneys general take on the Biden administration.
They have sent a letter to Washington decrying a proposed rule that would require any foster child who identifies as LGBT be placed only with parents who promise to affirm their lifestyle and, quote, provide services necessary for their health and well-being. That would include sex change operations. The attorneys general point out that some states are banning those kind of surgeries on children because of their devastating consequences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBT activism. In a lawsuit filed last month, the Russian Justice Ministry argued authorities had identified manifestations of an extremist nature in the LGBT movement and asked for a ban on it. Now the High Court has agreed. In 2013, the Kremlin adopted the first legislation restricting gay activism, banning any public promotion of the lifestyle. This is SRN News. The Croatian capital of Zagreb has introduced drive-in tests for whooping cough after the country suffered a surge in cases.
It's the most serious outbreak of whooping cough that Croatia has seen for more than 40 years. A normal year brings about 50 cases of the disease. This year, there have been 1,300 already. That's prompted a rush of people to testing centres. Queues grew too long in the capital Zagreb, so now there's a drive-in centre with in-car tests similar to the COVID pandemic. Health authorities hope concerns sparked by the outbreak will reverse a worrying downward trend in vaccination rates. They blame COVID lockdowns and anti-vaccination campaigns for the decline.
BBC correspondent Guy Delaney reporting. Customs and Border Protection will temporarily close south and northbound traffic to vehicle and pedestrians at the remote Lukeville, Arizona border crossing with Mexico. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.